SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Those involved in negotiating a treaty between Aboriginal people in Victoria and the Victorian state government say the process is going well and 2025 will be a big year for the talks. Statewide treaty negotiations formally opened with a ceremonial event at Darwin Parklands last month. Among Australia's states and territories, Victoria is the most progressed with treaty negotiations. Gundij Mara man Ruben Berg is co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. He told NITV he is pleased with how the negotiations are progressing.
At the moment, we're in discussions around the protocol, so how we go about undertaking negotiations, and that's been going well, and hopefully soon we'll be able to progress on to the more substantive matters. Yeah, next year is going to be a big year. We've got lots of key events next year. We'll have another statewide gathering. We'll have another Treaty Day out, and those are going to be key events to continue to share back to our community about how we're progressing around treaty. And we'll also have halfway through the year, Yuruk providing their final report and their final recommendations. So those are going to be all important things that factor into our journey next year.
The family of a talented Indigenous teenager who died unexpectedly say they still don't know what their painful decision to exhume his body has achieved. Lewis Buddy Kelly had just bought a car and was set to travel overseas to play tennis when found dead on railway tracks outside Kempsey in northern New South Wales in December 1983. No autopsy, no blood alcohol readings, and few witness statements were taken before his death was marked down as accidental self-harm related to drunkenness. After campaigning by family members, the 16-year-old's grave was exhumed in 2020, but the family say they have been left in the dark about what the autopsy showed. In a meeting with a court last week, the family was told the Crown Solicitor's Office was reviewing material gathered during the coroner's investigation. The decision by NRL club Melbourne Storm to scale back its Welcome to Country ceremonies has been criticised by Yorta Yorta rapper Briggs. In a statement, the 38-year-old artist voiced his concerns, drawing attention to what he perceives as a lack of genuine cultural recognition and commitment from the club. In a statement released this week, the club sought to clarify earlier reports that the practice would be dispensed with completely, confirming that they will continue to hold welcome ceremonies for what they called culturally significant celebrations. Staff and students from minority groups have reported various forms of racism at universities, with many too afraid to speak out. According to an Australian Human Rights Commission report, Indigenous staff and students face structural and interpersonal racism, with their achievements often dismissed as special treatment. The interim report, released this week, finds that a limited understanding of historical and systematic discrimination hinders equity. The Jewish community has reported a rise in anti-Semitism since the Gaza War began in October of 2023, saying it is facing extremist propaganda, intimidation, and exclusion. Palestinians, Arabs, and Muslims reported hostility, threats, and discriminatory practices, including restrictions on cultural expression and prayer spaces. The United States military has more than doubled its forces in Syria to 2,000 with troops focused on fighting IS militants. Previously, the Defense Department had reported only 900 personnel in Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says the increase in place for months is temporary and involves conventional and special operations forces.
In light of the situation in Syria and the significant interest, we recently learned that those numbers were higher. And so asked to look into it, I learned today that, in fact, there are approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria. These additional forces are considered temporary rotational forces that deploy to meet shifting mission requirements, whereas the core 900 deployers are on longer-term deployments.
The announcement follows the recent overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad, with President-elect Donald Trump expressing opposition to further U.S. involvement in Syria. Mr. Trump is set to officially become President of the United States on the 20th of January 2025. Vanuatu authorities are coordinating with local and international partners as rescue and relief efforts continue after Tuesday's deadly magnitude 7.3 earthquake. John Regan Vanua of the Vanuatu Project Management Unit confirmed at least 14 fatalities, including two Chinese nationals and over 200 injuries. He says more international teams are on the way to Vanuatu to assist.
International assistance has been sought and teams from Australia and France are en route to support our operations. Rescue teams have been working tirelessly to locate and assist survivors. As of now, more than 200 injured individuals have received medical attention. Temporary medical facilities have been established to manage the influx of patients, especially since the hospital in Port Vila sustained damage.
The government has declared a seven-day state of emergency and imposed curfews in affected areas to aid rescue operations. Power outages and water contamination are also raising concerns about waterborne diseases, with efforts underway to restore essential services. Meanwhile, more than 100 Australians stranded in Vanuatu have landed in Brisbane aboard two Royal Australian Air Force flights. Sydney commuters are warned of delays and cancellations in the lead-up to the holiday period as projected industrial action resumed. The federal court has dismissed the New South Wales government's attempts to stop industrial action that rail unions voted to take. State Transport Minister Joe Halen says the union is pressuring the government during the pay negotiations with threats of cutting services for the rest of December, especially on New Year's Eve. The state government says it will take every possible measure to ensure that train services run smoothly in the upcoming festive period. Qantas has reassured passengers that industrial action by maintenance engineers will not disrupt flights ahead of Christmas. The airline says contingency plans are in place and earlier strikes in December caused no disruption. Around 160 line maintenance engineers are rostered to work during today's action, while other striking groups are from long-term maintenance teams and not involved in day-to-day operations. Qantas notes that unplanned issues, adverse weather or other events could still impact flights. The Australian Workers' Union is accusing the airline of neglecting fair wage negotiations. Strikes have been ongoing since September, but Qantas says it has avoided delays or cancellations. Additional aircraft and crew are on standby, with Qantas accusing unions of targeting Christmas travellers. Police will target dangerous driving during the festive season as part of Operation Christmas New Year 2024, running from Friday the 20th of December 2024 to 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday the 1st of January 2025. Double demerit points will apply for offences including speeding, mobile phone use, seatbelt violations and motorcycle helmet infractions. Police Minister Yasmin Catley is urging drivers to prioritise safety.
Please, please, be safe on the roads. And if you are doing the wrong thing, I can tell you now, there is going to be a very strong police presence on our roads in New South Wales, from top to bottom and from east to west. If you are doing the wrong thing, you can expect to see the flashing lights in your rearview mirror.
The creator of children's TV show Bluey, Joe Brum, says he is excited to take on the roles of writing and directing the Bluey film. The animated feature film will be released in cinemas in 2027 as a collaboration between Ludo Studio and BBC Studios. The Australian-made animated series features a family of dogs, including blue heeler puppy Bluey, his sister Bingo, and their parents. Mr. Brum says he always felt the show deserved to be a theatrical movie, and he wants it to be an event for the whole family to enjoy. And the Weather Bureau has released its weather forecast for Australia's capital cities for Christmas Day, and it appears that Australia will be mostly sunny. Perth will see clouds increasing with a top of 25 degrees and a low of 15 degrees. Adelaide is expected to be sunny with a top of 35 degrees and a low of 16 degrees. Melbourne will be mostly sunny with a top of 28 degrees and a low of 14 degrees. Hobart will be partly cloudy with a top of 23 degrees and a low of 13 degrees. It will be mostly sunny in Canberra with a top of 33 degrees and a low of 9 degrees. For Sydney, clouds will be clearing with a top temperature of 28 degrees and a low of 18 degrees. Brisbane is forecast to be mostly sunny with a top of 29 degrees and a low of 20 degrees. And for Darwin, a possible shower or storm with a top temperature of 34 degrees and a low of 26 degrees. And that is NITV Radio's News Wrap of the Week.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.